The Bnei Yisrael, they want to make sure she's going to have a nice chuppah. What is this halacha? My shakta, what is it? So most of the Tanya, we learned. What's the reason? Why does our Mishnah say that there's a takana that the Besula has to have a chuppah on Wednesday afternoon? Why? And the kasher is, why not? Why on Wednesday afternoon? So the Mishnah says, Shimhoyla Tainus Besulim. Because if the husband, when he lives with her the first time Wednesday night, finds out that she was a bul already, he'll get up in the morning first and go straight to Bezin to complain that my wife lived with a man already. And we'll have to find out if she's also to me or not. If we have a suffix, maybe she lived with a man these last 6 months when we already had Kedushin, and maybe she's also to me. So maybe like Rashi says in the Mishnah, hey, maybe Adam will come and we'll find out exactly what happened. That's why you're supposed to have the chuppah on Wednesday. Now the question is though, v'tinosev yechad b'Shabbos, but what's wrong with doing it on Sunday afternoon? And also, if he lives with her the first time Sunday night, and he finds out that she does not have besulim, it went in too easy, tomorrow morning also, since Monday, Bezdin is kavua, he'll go to Bezdin tomorrow morning. So why does the Mishnah say Badaska on Wednesday afternoon? What's wrong with Sunday afternoon? On this, the Gemara says, that's the svar of Shoktu Chachomim al-Takonis B'nai Yisrael. That the Chachamim care very much, take very good care of the Jewish girls, and want to make sure she'ei adam terech, that the husband works besuda to prepare that nice meal for the chuppah shloisha yomim. He should prepare it at least 3 days. Echad b'Shabbos, he should be available Sunday to prepare. V'sheni b'Shabbos, and a Monday to prepare. U'vashlishi b'Shabbos, and prepare it Wednesday, Tuesday. And then after he prepared the Suda for 3 full days, then a Revi Kainsa. Then on the 4th day, on Wednesday afternoon, then he should make the Chuppah, because then they can have the Biyah Wednesday night. So then if he finds out something went wrong, he'll go to Bezdin the next morning. That's the Svar of Shoktu, that the Chomim took care of Bnei Yisrael. But now the Gemara says, but you should know, Umisakon of Yelech, at the times in history when it came, that the Goyim gave Tzoros to Klal Yisrael, that there was a Sakona. We'll soon see what that means. If a lady would get married on Wednesday, we're afraid maybe she'll be killed, we'll soon see why, then no go on, the people made a minig now, Lich Nois Meshlishi. They pushed off the Sakona 1 day earlier, not to have the Chuppah anymore on Wednesday, but to have it on Tuesday. Tuesday afternoon they started to make the Chuppahs. And for Loimichu biyodim chachomim, the Chum did not stop them. The Chum agreed what they're doing. That's true. Mishum asakona, you're allowed to make the chuppah a day earlier. Make it on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. But uvesheni loyichnois. But you're not supposed to push it off 2 days earlier. That don't do. Don't make it on Monday. Rashi says uvesheni loyichnois. That means bishvilois asakona. If there's a sakona, a danger in having the chuppah on Wednesday, the only danger was to have the chuppah on Wednesday. So if you push it back 1 day, that's enough. So that's all you should do. Just push back the takana 1 day. We gain on the deal that at least you'll have Sunday and Monday time to prepare for the chuppah. In other words, if you don't have to push it back to Monday, don't push back so early. Just push back to Tuesday, that's all. The takana was on Wednesday. So the minig now was to make the chuppah on Tuesday. But don't do it on Monday anymore. Like, don't say, once you don't do it on Wednesday, do any day you want. No, we still want you to prepare the suit as much as possible. So even though you can't prepare for 3 days, because you have to make the chuppah on Tuesday, but our kohen, we want you to prepare at least Sunday and Monday. So that's what it says. Uvesheini leyichnis. But on Monday, you should not make the chuppah. Now, another case is, v'yemach masoinis. Let's say there's an einus, somebody's forcing you. We'll soon see later what this means. Then mutter, then you're allowed to have the chuppah even on Monday. Any day of the week. If it's an einus, we'll soon see later what the einus means. Then mutter. Then if you ask the question to Bezdin, they'll give you, that's mutter means, they'll give you a heter to do it. But umafrishin es achosin minakalo leil Shabbos, chila. Let's say for some reason they had the chuppah on Friday, and they're supposed to have the first beer then Friday night on Shabbos. This price holds its also. This Gemara holds you're not allowed to have the first beer, live the first time with your wife on Friday night. So therefore it says here, Mafrishin es achosim nakala. You have to separate the chosim from the kala, leil Shabbos tchila. If the first time they're going to live together is going to be Friday night, it's also, you have to separate them. Why? Because the first time he goes into her, he makes a chabura. He like cuts her there. He cuts the psulim, she starts bleeding, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. We'll soon see later. Laloch, we hold it's mutter. We hold it's not called an issa. We'll see later on the sugya, whether there's an issa chabura on Shabbos or not. The Kohen this time holds, yes, it's us to have the first via Friday night, because the first time you go into her, you break up psulim, and she's going to start bleeding there, and that's called an issa chabura, an issa diraisa, so you can't make the first via Friday night. This is the Pshan the Bryce over here. Now we'll go to explain what we said. So far we have like two dinim. If it was a sakana, you're allowed to push it back one day. But if it was an oinis, then you could do it any day you want. So first the Gemara explains what's the first part. My sakana. What was the sakana over here? What are we pushing it back for? What's the sakana? Elaine, if you want to tell me, the army people would say that Pesula Hanisus Liam Hervi, Tihoreg, if the Goyim came around with a new takon and said, if we see any Jewish girl having a chuppah on Wednesday, we're going to kill her. If that's the Pshat Meshumah Takonah, Freti Gemara, Noago. It only says there was a minig that they changed it now. Mashma, people started to change to do it to Tuesday. Freti Gemara, Legamri Nekra. Should have been a stronger relation. If there's such a sakana that the Goyim are going to kill you if you get married on Wednesday, there should have been an Akira, that the Rabbanan should have said like it's Asa to get married on Wednesday. There should have been Iker uproot that whole takana. Mashma, Nogu, Mashma, they did not uproot it completely the first takana. He only said, let's start to be night to do it on Tuesday. So Mashma can't say it was such a bad sakana that the Goyim said, well, Mamash kill you. Because if they would kill the ladies, then Avada would have to uproot that takana completely, and like it'll be an issa. You're not allowed to do it on Wednesday, but you have to do it on Tuesday. And it doesn't say that, it only says Nogu. So it can't be the problem was the Goyim said, we'll come and kill her. So Amar Rabba says the problem was like this. The Yamri, the Goyim, the king said like this, that Besula Hanisses B'yam Ravi, the king said any Jewish girl that has a chuppah on Wednesday, Ki boyo leheg mointchila, she has to first live with the king. The king has to live with her first. That was the takana. That was the takana of the goyim. That any Jewish girl that has a chuppah on Wednesday, she has to live with the king first. So, Frati Gemara, hi takana. Why is it called a takana? She's not in danger. Nothing's going to happen to her. All that's going to happen to her, the king is going to live with her. Frati Gemara, Einusu. She's called an Einus then. And an Einus Pashit means that she's not doing anything. The goyim, the king, is going to live with her. So she's an Eishas Yisrael, she's either mutter to her husband, she's not called a Saiter even. An Isha is only usher to her husband if she has Barotz and lives with somebody else. But if somebody forces her, she's an Onasu. So she's an Onasu, what's wrong? There shouldn't be any Yisrael together. Yes, Sumar says again, Onasu. Sumar asked the question that if the Sakana was that the king said the Gzera was that any girl that gets married on Wednesday, the king has to live with her first. So Gemara asks like, Onasu, she's an honest, what's so wrong? So Gemara answers, Mishum diikot senuyois, the mostro na shayi lakotlo. Because there are some frum ladies, maybe they're too frum, and they don't want to let the king live with them. So you know what they're going to do? They're going to let themselves be killed rather. Because the king says, either you let me live with you, or else I'll kill you. So we're afraid of the senuyois, the ladies that are very tzedekis, that they're not going to let the king live with them. And therefore they're going to let themselves be killed. And we don't want them to be killed. Oh, we'll soon talk about that. We'll soon talk about that. Good. The Yasin of the day Sakona, and therefore should come the day Sakona. So that's what we're afraid about. We're afraid about some Sadekis, some Tsunuyas, a Tufrum, that they're not going to want to live with the king to save their life. They'd rather see themselves be killed. And we don't want the ladies to be killed. So therefore, that's why Mishuma Sakona, we pushed off the chuppah and tell you, don't make the chuppah on Wednesday, but rather make it on Tuesday, that the king won't come to live with you. So therefore, that's called Mishum Sakana. So still, the Gemara asks the question, no, but Validra Shlohu Diyayneshari. No. Like, what are we afraid about? You have some ladies that are tsnuyas. Some ladies that are very frum. They're going to rather be killed. So tell with the, what we should do is no. Leave the Takana. You're supposed to get married on Wednesday. Have your chuppah on Wednesday. I, the king, is going to live with you. Let him live with you. I were afraid that tsnuyas will let themselves be killed. For Lidrishlu, the Bezdin should get up and tell everybody, give a drasha to tell all the ladies you should know, that even though the king is going to force you to live with him, you let him live with you. and don't let yourself be killed. You know why? Because the Onishari, even though a guy is living with you right now, still your mutter, still Onishari. So we should teach everybody that Halacha is Onishari, so therefore nobody will come to let themselves be killed. So therefore the question is again, what's so wrong? The chuppah should still take place on Wednesday, even though the king is going to live with him. So Gemara answers, Ika prutzos. No, we're afraid of some ladies are prutzos. I mean, some ladies, fakert, when they hear the king is going to want to live with them, they'll be very happy to live with the king. And even though we're talking about here that they had Erisin a long time ago, so she's an Ashes Ish right now. So a prutzos that can enjoy living with the king, she'll become also to her husband. And we don't want that to happen. And the Ika Narmi, there are also some kahanois. There are also some kahanois, some Ashes Kayin. If she's a wife of a Kayin, the Lacher is then even beyond this, she's also to her husband. So the Ashes Kayin, we're afraid, she's going to let herself be killed. That if the king now is going to come and say, before you have your chuppah, you have to let me live with you. So she knows if she lives with the king now, she's going to become also to her husband. She's an Ashes Kayin, she's the wife of a Kayin. So even though the guy, the king, is forcing her, but still by a Kayin, she becomes also to the husband. So therefore she's going to be Maisa Nefesh and let herself be killed. So therefore, the Rabbanim did not want the takana, the chuppah, to take place on Wednesday. That's why Mishum HaSakana, we let them do it on Tuesday. For the Gemara, if so, for the Ekra, let's uproot completely the takana. Mashma, the takana is still there. Really, chuppah is supposed to be taken on Wednesday. Just close the mind, we have this takana right now that the king wants to live with them. We tell them, no go to make the chuppah on Tuesday. But Mashma, they did not uproot the day of Wednesday. So the question is, why not? Why shouldn't we uproot that day of Wednesday, like make a new day? So Gemara says, Gezeira Avidi the butler. The Gezeira, the degree that the king gave, that's not going to be forever. It'll come a time, another king will take over, will get over it, he'll stop that Gezeira. There'll come a time again that you could have the chuppah on Wednesday. Mashenke, but the count of the Rabbonin, not make his... Yeah, we Daska don't want to uproot the takon of the Rabbanin to have the chuppah on Wednesday, mak megzera, because of the gzera is leakrinin. That's the word of Lashon. For the count of the Rabbanin, mak megzera leakrinin. We don't uproot the takon of the Rabbanin that was to have the chuppah on Wednesday, just because right now there's a gzera of the goyim to live with the ladies on Wednesday. Therefore, we just say, push it off now for a while to have the minig to make the chuppah on Tuesday. But eventually, when the gzeira will go away, when the degree of the king will go away, then we'll go back to the first halacha that you're supposed to have chuppah on Wednesday. So of course, now the question is, like Moshe asked, that says there to Kasha, what do we say now, that if the king wants to live with this isha, we tell her, let the king live with you. It's mutar, we know. For the time of Armina Perak Ben Soyomayra, I'll call Averish Yavar Val Yarag. If a guy comes and says, I'll kill you, if you don't do this Aveira, you're supposed to do the Aveira. Even to Mechal Shabbos. If a guy says, if you don't cut down the grass, I'll kill you, you're supposed to cut down the grass on Shabbos. Chutz mi avoidus kechovim, ve'gil aroyes ha'shvichas domim. Chutz, if a guy says, I'll kill you if you don't worship the Avodah Zarah, or if you don't kill somebody else, or if you don't have gil aroyes, you don't live with an Eishes Ish. Or if they tell a man, if you don't live with this Eishes Ish, we'll kill you. The Halacha is, you're not allowed to live with the Eishes Ish. You're not allowed to do the Aveira. You have to let yourself be killed. So we're here, this Isha we're talking about now, she's an Eishes Ish. We're talking about that they have their Kedushin a year ago. So if so, she's an Eishes Ish. So the Chura, she's not allowed to let herself live with a guy. So if the king now comes and tells her that you can't have your chuppah unless you live with me first, why does the Gemara say, go ahead and do it? Look, you're forced. The king is forcing you. You're an honest. Therefore, go ahead and do it. No, the halacha should have been, she's supposed to let herself be killed and not do gil aroyis. How do you let an isha do gil aroyis? You're supposed to let yourself be killed before you do gil aroyis. The Tosfos has two famous terusim. The first Tosfos says, Mishnah Rabbeinu Tam, the Yain Chayove Misa Avilas Mitzri, the Rachmona Oscar Elazari, that if a guy lives with you, you're not mechuyav to be Maisa Nefesh. A bia of a guy is not called gil aroyis. Gil aroyis only means with a Jew to another Jew. With a man to a lady, an Eishes Ish, that's called gil aroyis. But a guy, if a guy lives with an Eishes Ish, that's not called the Aver of gil aroyis. Therefore, the Isha does not have to be Maisa Nefesh. She's not mechuyav to kill herself.
Does
The kid, well, that's machlokes in the Gemara. If a guy lives with an Eish Yisrael, with a bat of the kid's a mamzer, now we pass the kid's not a mamzer. If a guy lives with a Jewish girl and they have a baby, the kid is a Jew, it's not a mamzer. But our call upon him twice there it says that the din gil aroi is only by a bias Yisrael and not by a bias Mitzri. Then twice those like their terrorists, and the famous terrorist twice says later from the Rivom is that the din of gil aroi is the man. The man, he's not allowed to go live with an Isha. If a guy forces a man and says, I'll kill you, if you don't live with this Isha, you're mechuyev to let yourself be killed. Because you're doing the ma'aseh nus. Ma'ashenken and Isha, the svarish, she's karak olam. An Isha is always considered like she's just laying down flat. She's like karka, she's like the ground. She's not doing the ma'aseh avera. Who's doing the ma'aseh avera? The man. So therefore here that the guy, the king, says, let me live with you, otherwise I'll kill you, she's supposed to let herself, let the king live with her. Why? Because it's not cool, she's doing a ma'aseh gila rois. She has the shame of karka oilam. She's called like a flat piece of karka, not doing anything. She's like ground. And the man is going into her. So therefore, she's not called doing the avera. If it's done, be honest. If she does it, beratzon, that she agrees to do it, then the terrorist mechana, she's chayiv misa for that also. Like if you have an eish yisish that lives with another man, a married lady lives with another man, she's chayiv misa also. Even though she's just laying there and the man's coming into her. But if she does it beratzon, her ratzon or will is considered like doing a reaction. But in the case where she's forced to do it, really she doesn't want to do it, it's considered like she's doing nothing. And therefore that's what our Gemara says, for Lidrish law we should teach the B'nai Yisrael that don't be killed, let the king live with you. Nothing's going to happen to you. You'll still be mutter to your husband. And therefore, that was the kasha, we should not push her off the takana of getting married on Wednesday. And the Gemara had an answer now. The only reason why we do push it off is because there are Eshes Kayin, the wife of the Kayin, she becomes also to a husband. And then we have the Prutzois, ladies that are poets don't care to live with other men, maybe they'll enjoy living with the king. And then they'll become also to the husband. Another famous question they go into here, the Rishonim, that true, if the king does it, she won't become also. But what's the Gemara's having me now? Why should we let them have the chuppah on Wednesday? You're better off making the chuppah on Tuesday. Like, who said to put yourself in a case that a minus would happen to you? Like, who says you're allowed to put yourself into a case that a minus would happen? True, if a minus happens by itself, it's mutter. But who gives you the permission to make the chuppah in the first place on Wednesday? But this is really a machlokes with Rishonim. The case is, let's say on Shabbos, in the Gemara's times, it used to be you can't make a bris milah unless you have hot water. It was a sakon in those times to make a bris milah if you don't have hot water to wash the baby off right after the bris. So Shaila is, let's say Shabbos, your hot water spilled out. You have no more hot water. So it's a Shaila Rishonim if you're allowed to make the bris milah. The Ramban says, no, you're not allowed to make the bris milah. Because if you make the bris milah, then the kid's going to be a sakana. Then you're going to be allowed to cook hot water. You're going to have to cook the hot water. Because if you don't cook up the hot water, the kid will die. So you're allowed to do it. So in the first place, you're not allowed to make the bris milah in order to make you do an aver on Shabbos. So it's not kedai to do the bris milah rather than have to do the hot water later. Other Rishonim learn, no, you're allowed to. At Lamaisa, you go ahead and make the bris milah. You're allowed to make the bris. Once you make the bris, now you're an onus. Now the kid's going to die. If you don't heat up hot water, you're allowed to do it. So for this Gemara, it's also mashma that it's mutter. Here we say you're allowed to get married on Wednesday. You're not doing anything wrong. If you make the chuppah on Wednesday, the king is going to come and live with you. You're an onus. So you see, you're allowed to put yourself into the matzav of an onus. So here's the kasha, according to those we shine him there, that say you can't make the bris milah on Shabbos, because later you're going to be in the matzav of an onus. Some want to say there's a difference whether somebody forces you to do the action or whether you're going to do the action yourself. Over here that the king is forcing or the king is doing the action, it's called like she's doing nothing. That's called Einus Kamanda the Lesser Dummy. Like she's not doing anything, therefore here it's Mutter. Over there by Shabbos, once you make the Bris Milah, true, now your kid is in a sakana, he's going to die if you don't get him hot water. But when you cook up the hot water, nobody's forcing you to cook up the hot water. You're doing it yourself. So that's called the bigger ma'aseh avera. Therefore, there the Rishonim say you're not supposed to make the bris milah in order that later you're going to have to go cook it up. That's a bigger ma'aseh avera if you go and cook it up. Mashenken over here that the Isha's mom is doing nothing. Just the king is forcing her. That's not called like a ma'aseh avera at all. It's called Einus, Kamanda Lesser Dummy. Therefore, the Gemara wanted that really the chuppah should still take place on Wednesday and let the king do it. And the only reason why we don't do it is because we're afraid of the nashim that are prutzos, that would do it for Ratzon, or an Eishas Kayin, that would become master to a husband. So therefore, we let them push off the takana one day earlier to make it on Tuesday. Now the Gemara says, Yochi, if so, v'shlishi nami yossi. The question is, what do we gain on the deal? If the whole takana was the guy, the king, wants to live with all the kalas, so what do we say now? The minig wants to make the chuppah on Tuesday. So who now? The king will come on Tuesday. What do we gain on the deal? For the marihachi, b'shlishi nami yossi bol. The king will come on Tuesday also. Teretz is, misveika l'yokan afshei. No. Since it's not a takonos chachomim that you have to make the chuppah on Tuesday, it was only a minig, some did, some didn't, so the king wouldn't come for doubt. When the takona was, you had to have the chuppah on Wednesday, so the king knew for sure, if he's going to come into the city on Wednesday, for sure there's going to be plenty of kalis, so it was kedai for him to come in to live with all the girls. But on Tuesday, it's only a doubt if there'll be a chuppah, then or not, it's not worth it for the king to come in, we don't have to be afraid. So therefore, it was enough that everybody should make the chuppahs on Tuesday. That was the first part of the braisa. Then the braisa said, Uvasheni lo yichlis. But on Monday, you should not make the chuppah. Why? Because you don't have to. It's enough to push it off one day. Let the chassan have at least Sunday and Monday to prepare. And let the chuppah be on Tuesday. But v'yim machmas oinis. Let's say another case happened, an oinis happened, something else happened, then mutter. Then you're allowed to make the chuppah even on Monday also. For the Gemara, my oinis. What's the case of an oinis? So far we explained what sakana means, the danger, that the king says I have to live with all the kalas. What's the case of an oinis that you're forced? What are you forced about? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Hodi Amorin, the same case that the king forces them to live with him. Fred Gumar, first of all, Hossam Korole Sakona. That the Brysa called a dangerous Sakona. Vohochel Kokorole Yainis. Here we call it an Yainis that you forced. So it's two different words. Mashmet's two different cases. They're two different stories. You can't use the same case for this. For Sue also, Hossam Nogu. Before it says there was a minik. Mashmet, everybody is supposed to do it. They don't even have to ask the question. So minig was to do it on Tuesday. Hoch, here it says, if you have an onus, mutter. That Rashi says mutter means if you ask a shayla in Bezdin will tell you you're allowed to do it. But not that the minig was to do it. So again, you see, it's a different case than the sakana. It's not the same case as before that the king wants to live with the kalas. So what's the case of a sakana here? Omar Rabba says like this. The armor that they say, sar tzavo bolir. They tell you should know that the head general of the king's army is coming into the town on Wednesday. And when he comes into the town, everybody knows the first thing he does is go to any big suda and fresh away and break up the suda and take away all the food. So mainly you can't have the chuppah on Wednesday. Because we know that the head general of the king is coming in on Wednesday and it's going to be a big suda on Wednesday. He'll come and ruin it. So therefore what? You're allowed to make it even on Monday. So Gemara says, hey, Chidomi, what's the case talking about? If the king, the general, is going to come in and go away, like he'll only stay for a few days, v'cholif, he'll go away next week. Fred Gemara then liyakev, don't make the chuppah on Monday, but wait till next Wednesday. Wait till next week, till the king, till the general leaves. Like Sarichah, the case is talking about, diyosi v'chova, that the general came now into town and he's staying here. He's going to be put here. So therefore, in such a case, that's an onus, you have a right to fast, make the chuppah 2 days earlier. Don't wait till Wednesday, but you can do it on Monday. For the Gemara, the Gimel Miyul Nichnois. So what's the problem? The general's coming in on Wednesday, on Yom Revi. So good, don't make the chuppah on Yom Revi and Wednesday, but make it on Tuesday. Who gives you right to do it on Monday? Only make it one day earlier. Make it the Yom Gimel. So Gemara answers, no, as Pavaro di day, the Gimel Kasi. That his men, the general's men, come a day earlier. In other words, the army comes in already on Tuesday. So if you're going to make the chuppah on Tuesday, we're afraid that the army men will come and ruin the chuppah and eat up all the food. Therefore, Mishum Oinis, you're allowed to make the chuppah on Monday. And this is one pshat. The boy is saying another pshat is like this. My machmas oinis, what does it mean if something special came up? You're allowed to make the chuppah on Monday. Kidatani, we learned like this. Hareshaya pita yofi. Let's say you already baked the bread for the chuppah. V'tavchay tavuach. And the sheikh had already shechted all the meat. Because you have all your food prepared for the chuppah. V'yenei mazik. You have your wine already also all prepared. You put the water into the wine already that you have to use it soon. Now what happened was, umeis aviv shechassin. The father of the chassin died right then. Ayim mashakala. Or else the mother of the kala died right then. So talking about now it's on Monday. We're standing now on Monday, and true, originally they planned to make the chuppah on Wednesday. But happened to be now it's Monday, and they already have all the food ready. So what should we do now? If we let them stam b'noig avelis first, and make the chuppah next week, they're going to lose out all the money from the food that's all prepared. The food is all prepared, it'll be spoiled by next week. So what do we do in such a case? There's a new halacha of machnisa nesameis lecheder. We take the mace out of the picture. We put them away in a separate room. And right away, v'yesachosim v'yesachanu l'chuppah. Right away we go to make the chuppah. Even though he's an oinein, even though his father died or her mother died, so what? We let them make the chuppah right now. U'boyo bilas mitzvah. We let them have the first